Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show. Where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when we're going to get some. I'm Tony DiLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663 or send an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's show, we talk about how your sexploration, choosing to explore your sexual intimacy as a couple, impacts both of you as well as your relationship dynamics.
And as we start today's show, I want you to think about this quote from Jawaharlal Nehru. It said, "When we live in a wonderful world that is full of beauty, charm, and adventure, there is no end to the adventures that we can have if only we seek them with our eyes wide open." That's what we're going to be digging into on today's show. Yes. But we start each and every One Extraordinary Marriage show with a hug. And a hug's an opportunity for you to hear from someone else in the one family. Someone just like you that's experienced change or breakthrough or transformation. And this week's hug is sponsored by HelloFresh. Mm-hmm. And HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers your favorite step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so that you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. All the ingredients come pre-measured in handy labeled meal kits so you know which ingredients go with which recipe.
Love this. I mean, think about it this way. It's like a brown paper bag. Everything's in there. You put it in their fridge, and when you're ready to pick out your meal, you pull out that brown paper bag. Everything's there. Boom, good to go.
It's got the label on it that matches up with your recipe, and you put the two together, and you are... Oh my gosh, you're just not spending any more, you know, all that time consuming meal planning and grocery shopping. HelloFresh offers a variety of chef curated recipes that change weekly, and they have three plans to choose from: classic, veggie, and family. You're not going to spend all night in the kitchen because the recipes only take around 30 minutes. And can I just say, when you've got the recipes all planned out on a fabulous full color card where, you know, people know exactly what they're supposed to be doing and all they have to do is pull out the labeled bag along with the, you know, protein source. It makes this mama really happy when she's doing coaching calls and all of a sudden I come downstairs in between coaching calls in the evening and dinner's made.
Yeah. My favorite from our last week of meals was the chicken cheddar fajitas. Not only did it taste absolutely delicious, it just made the whole house smell fantastic.
And the thing is, you can feel confident when cooking with HelloFresh because these simple recipes are outlined on pictured step-by-step instruction cards. Mm-hmm. No guessing what it's supposed to look like. You see what it's supposed to look like.
Easy.
So for $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, visit HelloFresh.com and enter promo code OEM30. Now, this week's hug comes from a Facebook message that we received after last week's show, which was the show that we did on Broken Record. Mm-hmm. And this wife writes in and says, "I had to write you a hug after listening to the show this morning. First off, I'm a high desired wife married to a low desire husband." We do exist. And I just want to say, we know you do. There are a lot of you in the one family. "My husband and I have married 3 years, and we both came from conservative homes where sex was never talked about at all. I never realized that might be a problem for us until around our first anniversary when I started wondering why we weren't having more sex as newlyweds and why I felt rejected all the time. Thankfully, one of my girlfriends recommended your podcast, and I started listening right away." Shout out to all the friends out there that are saying, "Hey, you might want to listen to these guys."
Yeah,
we love you. We appreciate you being ambassadors for the One Extraordinary Marriage family. She goes on to say, "The more I listened, the more comfortable I became with talking about sex. But I felt like my husband kept dodging or avoiding the topic. But we've slowly made progress. And it was a huge step for us when he agreed that it might be a good idea to check out the Position of the Month Club." And we'll make sure for all of you that are like, okay, what's that about? Go to positionofthemonthclub.com. We'll also have a link here.
Yep.
She says, "Last night I texted him on the way home from yoga class to ask if he would be interested in some gourmet time. And he replied with side eye emojis, which I took as rejection. And she thought, you know, she goes on to say that I thought you were up for this. And there's all this confusion right around. And she says, I was feeling hurt and rejected. I could keep letting the record skip on the same feeling over and over again, or I could pick up the needle and do something about it.
Yes.
It would have been easier to say, forget it. Instead, I told him how I felt, and we had a conversation about what emojis are and are not an appropriate response to an initiation text. Holy cow,
gotta
you guys.
Have it. Gotta have that conversation, because he may have been thinking sideways eyes like, yeah, here we go. She's looking at it going, well, that doesn't make sense.
Right. And she closes just, God bless you and the work you're doing to make the world a better, happier, more extraordinary place. I love it when we find out that couples are taking the message and going, okay, how can I bring this into my marriage? Mm-hmm. Right? Side eyeways, eyes emojis, and he's thinking it means one thing, she's thinking it means another. There's rejection. Oh my gosh. Have a conversation, guys. Have a conversation. And, you know, it really does lead into this show, talking about sexploration and this idea of the two of you exploring your sexual intimacy together. And, you know, it's so interesting. We often get asked, where do show ideas come from? Mm-hmm. And every once in a while, it's very easy to connect the dots. And we like doing that with you guys, because I think it's important that you know where this comes from, and so you can connect the dots for yourself. And the first part of us even thinking about, like, couples need to explore their sexual intimacy was, Tony and I were interviewed this past week for the Fun Feisty Fabulous podcast. And I had actually done an interview with them in the fall, but this time they're like, no, we want to talk to Tony.
Because it's two gals in their 40s who do the podcast.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so they're like, you mentioned the 60 Days of Sex Challenge. Like, we want to dig into this, right? And they wanted to know if the 60 Days of Sex Challenge had really been all about Tony, right? And they wanted to actually hear from him. And so that was one little, maybe we should talk about this. And the second was that we had received an email from a husband in the one family that stated in part, I would like physical intimacy to be a journey that we go on together.
That he and his wife go on together.
Right.
Yep.
He says, I compare it to traveling. There's this big world out there, and I want to go visit these destinations with my wife. I want to go on a journey and see stuff with her. And like the next, I don't know, it's like six or seven words are probably the most important words. He said, not by myself or with somebody else. I want to communicate about, explore, experiment, and figure that journey out together. She always asks me when it isn't enough. Why isn't it that we are good enough the way we are? And I say, it's not about it, the act. It's about the journey and exploring this together. Mm-hmm. And he shares his concerns that, you know, he's now been feeling that maybe she'll never want to go on this journey with him. And that's really, you know, those two pieces, that interview that Tony and I did and this email that came in, really getting into this idea of, Are we exploring our sexual intimacy together? It's not enough to just have it on the intimacy circle, right? It's not enough to say, okay, you know what? We've got the six intimacies, and yeah, there's that sexual physical one, and okay, you know, it's just there. But you know, bringing it back to this idea of exploration, I don't know if the two of you like to travel together. Tony and I enjoy traveling together.
Yeah.
Right. Going to, you know, nooks and crannies and new places, trying new foods. I mean, we went to Peru and we tried llama, but kind of drew the line at guinea pig. I just couldn't.
No, we had alpaca.
We had alpaca. Yeah, okay.
Alpaca.
Similar to llama.
Filet mignon.
But yeah. The guinea pig, especially the guinea pig on a stick.
No, like, we weren't going to do that.
I couldn't do it.
Neither of us could do that. But we met fellow travelers who'd had, though.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, when you're traveling together, you get exhausted together, and you know, you have those times when you're sore and you're worn out and just super excited about what's around the next bend, right? When we went to Machu Picchu and we came around the next bend, and there's Machu Picchu. It's there in front of you, and it's literally breathtaking.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I started crying but Tony was right there by my side. And, you know, we had times when, you know, you get uncertain about which direction to go, and you can even feel overwhelmed, mm-hmm. when you're exploring. But when you do it together, right? When Tony and I travel together, that means that he's always got my back and vice versa.
And this is interesting, because this brings me back, wow, this just brings back a flood of memories of back in the day prior to kids. Elise and I did a ton of hiking and backpacking together. And we would be exploring our local mountains here in Southern California, so San Jacinto, Mount Baldy, San Gorgonio. We would head even into Joshua Tree, into the Sierra Nevadas. And I love what Elisa said here, is mean that someone always has your back. Well, I didn't have her back early on, But I remember one time being in the Sierras with her, and it was at this point where I made the choice to let Elisa hike in front of me so that I wouldn't just take off and be gone. But I was behind her, and I always had her back. And there are times when we were going over Glen Pass. Remember that? It was 11,000 something feet we were going up to. Excuse me there. And sorry.
It's okay. You take a drink. But we were going up over this pass. And real quick backstory, in the early years of us hiking and exploring together, Tony would just take the lead because he's a faster hiker and he's a stronger hiker. And so he was it, at that point in time, what we're talking about. And so he would take off and I would just keep doing my hike, and I'd get to him and he would be resting for 5-10 minutes and he'd be like, okay, let's go. And I'm like, I just want to sit down and rest. And so here we are in Glen Pass, well, in Yosemite, Sequoia. And we're hiking up Glen Pass and he's like, I'm going to hike behind you. Now, he had never really done this, right? And all of a sudden, not only is he hiking behind me, but he notices when I start to slow down. And so all of a sudden, I then get this hand on my backpack pushing me up this pass.
Encouraging her too, as well. And what a different dynamic. What a change happened in those moments of just being able to go, hey, you got this, babe. Mm-hmm. And we're on this together. And I'm not just taking off on you or I'm ignoring you. I'm going to be here for you.
And so it's one of those things that we want to draw out in this particular show, this idea that you know, sex doesn't have to be this obligation in your marriage that you're just doing. And it's just, you know, it's just going to be good enough, right? You're just going to get there. But what if it was an adventure that the two of you went on? What if it's that place where you say, you know, let's sit down and plan what this is going to look like together. Let's go to new and different places together. If I'm feeling uncomfortable, if it's hard for me, if I'm struggling, let's get to this place where we are able to encourage one another, where we say, you know what, I'm going to stick out my hand to you. I'm going to say, babe, come along with me. And this could go male or female. Like, I'm not just saying, guys, you need to extend the hand to your wives, or wives, you need to extend the hand to your husbands. You know,
here's the thing, folks. When we're talking about this too, this isn't only about the physical act of sex. Mm. Let me be clear here, because sex and the sexual intimacy we have with our spouse is three things. It's body, mind, and soul. Mm-hmm. All three of those come together in this moment. And so when we're talking about this exploration, it's not just the physical act. It's not just the position you're in. It's not just about oral sex. It's not just about the touches and the feels and the ambiance and the romance and the candles and all that. You may be on a journey that you need to speak up today, that there's something in your soul that's just not right. Maybe there's been a messaging in your mind, in your mindset, that's been telling you that good girls don't have sex for the women. And for guys, it may have been an incident or two or three that were spoken over you that you're still holding on to, that's holding you back. Mm-hmm. So this isn't just about the physical act, because if we just look at it as a physical act, it can just be an obligation. It doesn't look like it's anything more. And yet, when we have the breakthrough in our soul and in our mind, that's when the exploring begins to happen. And we see it in almost a 3D, mm-hmm. right? I mean, it becomes so much more vibrant and alive. It's not just this one thing we're doing under the sheets, under the blankets with the lights turned off.
I'm so glad you said that. It's, you know, really this three level, you know, mind, body, and soul, because ultimately extraordinary sex and extraordinary sexual intimacy really does start in the mind. Mm-hmm. Right. And so the mindset that, you know, this is an obligation, this is something I have to do because we're married, this is something I have to do because, okay, good grief, you want sex and probably it's been too long, right? That mindset is robbing so many couples of the extraordinary beauty that is the marriage relationship,
yeah.
Right? The potential that you have. And let me be real clear, obligation sex is hard on both of you, both the person receiving it and the person giving it.
Been there.
Right? Because the person receiving it knows that you're just doing it out of obligation. That the person giving it doesn't necessarily want to be there or isn't there. Maybe, you know, maybe you're physically there, but mentally you're mm-hmm. definitely not there. And I've been there. I've been the one checked out. That was many, many years, early part of our marriage. And, you know, like Tony said, some of you have got some messaging in there, right? That says good girls don't have sex, or sex is only for making babies. And there's been countless pieces of advice handed down over the generations that says, you know, it's a wife's duty to please and, you know, have sex with her husband. It's her duty. Well, duty doesn't sound like a lot of fun.
No.
Right? And you know, there are a lot of men who have received distorted messages of what sex is too. Right? It's not just distorted on one side of the marriage bed. But sex is this amazing, beautiful adventure when both of you choose to see it that way. Right? And when you think of adventures, sometimes for some people, an adventure is just driving over to the next town. Right? It could be like, you know, you kind of live in your little 5-mile bubble.
Mm-hmm.
Like we live in San Diego. And Tony and I were at a conference this past week, and I actually drove down one day with a friend, and you know, when we're talking, it's what, like 30 miles from our house?
Yeah, it's about 30. It's 30 miles south of where we are. Yep.
And so my girlfriend and I were talking, and we're like, wow, we never come down here. It's 30 miles away, right? I mean, it's not like it's crazy, but we live in our bubbles, right? That was an adventure, going someplace new. So for some of you, it's going to be little adventure steps. And some of you are going to be like Tony and I when we're like, okay, 20th wedding anniversary, where do we want to go? And Tony's like, I need adventure. And I'm like, okay, Peru. And people are like, Peru? Yeah, Peru. That's where we ended up for our 20th.
The best.
Right? Big adventure. Here's the thing. Don't compare the size of your adventure to somebody else's adventure. Right? Start where the two of you are at. Because here's what you got to remember. Right? When you're going on this trip, and I don't care if it's going to the next city or if it's going to another country, you start packing for the trip. Like, there are certain things you're going to want to take with you. And maybe you pull out different clothes, right? Because you're thinking the weather's going to be different there, right? Or you're thinking about your itinerary. You're thinking about your passports. What am I going to need? And you know, there's one of you that's getting super excited, right? There's a person that says we're going, and they're doing the happy dance, and they're like, we need everything, and it's all laid out on the bed. And then in some marriages, there's somebody else sitting on the bed going, yeah, okay, that's cool.
And coming back to the backpacking stories,
yeah,
this just brings back, again, another flood of memories of me being super excited to want to go on these trips and explore these new areas with Elisa and see new things together. We'd go out to REI almost every weekend.
We'd make
a drive from, this is when we used to live up in Loma Linda, Redlands area, and we would drive out to San Dimas, which was about a 30 or 40 minute drive west to on the 10 freeway for those of you in Southern California. And we would go there weekends and I would be like, prepare mode, like, let's get all this together. And really, Elisa would be sort of sitting on the sidelines a little bit and looking in and just sort of, okay, what is all this and what are we really even doing?
Yeah. Not interested was really my attitude. Like, I'll go along, you know, we're married. It's
early on.
For us to do.
As we began to do more and more, she began to get more and more excited.
But I wasn't communicating.
Right. You weren't.
About this specific exploration. I was just kind of going through the motions. I was going along with it. And so we'd go on these trips and Tony'd be like, oh my gosh, it's so amazing. And I'm like, how much longer till I can get like a burger and fries and a shower?
Because that's what we did at the end of the trip.
Right. So I'm only thinking about what's on the end. And Tony's just like, every minute's amazing. Right.
Hey, man, when you're in God's creation, how could you not love it? Was my attitude.
And this is, it's also part of the dynamic that happens in your sexual intimacy. If the two of you aren't communicating about this, right? You have, you know, one person that's super excited and like, hey, let's try a new position. Let's do this. Let's try this. And one person's like, yeah, I'm here. Like, we're good. Like, why can't we just always go to the same place that we go?
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Why can't we just go into the missionary position, lights off, call it good, and boom, we're done.
You wouldn't do that for a trip, folks. You wouldn't. So why are we allowing the sexual intimacy in our marriages to fall into this other place?
Right.
Why are we allowing them to not have communication? Why are we not saying, you know what? I wonder what's around the bend, right? I wonder what else is out there, right? And let me be really clear. I wonder what we can discover together.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Sexploration, exploring your sexual intimacy as a couple is not about one person. Can be really clear. The gals on Fun Feisty Fabulous were a little bit shocked when they asked Tony, like, so was the 60 Days of Sex Challenge, was that just about sex for you?
No. And when that comes up, we'll make sure to share it. For me, though, it wasn't about the sex. It's what started that sexploration for us. And what we learned and what I learned a lot through those 60 days wasn't just about, like I said early on, it wasn't just about the physical part of it. It came down to more, I mean, the soul and the mind part of it. When those two came together, then the physical really came. And that's where the explosion and the aha moments came for myself.
Mm-hmm. And it changed our lives. You know, when Tony, and he shares this on that interview, when Tony said, I learned that Elisa has to use up a certain amount of words before she can get fully present to have sex. That was huge for our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how many of you out there have spouses that have got stuff sitting on top of their heads or their hearts that are preventing them from fully engaging with you. But some of you might just need to listen first and be like, babe, let's just talk. Right? Because here's the thing. You know, there's the adage out there that, you know, basically says if you don't talk about it, it'll just go away. That's a lie. If you don't talk about it, it becomes the elephant in your bedroom that you actually can't have sex around because it's sitting there in the middle of your bed, right? So when your spouse asks you, you know, what's going on, trust them with what you are comfortable revealing in that place. It may take you 5 or 6 conversations, but if you don't talk about things in your marriage, if you don't choose to go on this adventure in all areas, not just the ones that feel comfortable, the disconnect is going to grow until there's no connection, right? And, you know, I just want to say, you know, this whole idea of going on adventures, sometimes you need to do it in your kitchen too, right? Sometimes you need to get a little adventurous about what you're doing for meals for your family. And so save time in the kitchen and at the grocery store. Try things you never think to cook of on your own and enjoy eating outside of your comfort zone. And HelloFresh is going to allow you to spend more time together and less time answering the question of what's for dinner. So get $30 off your first week of HelloFresh by visiting HelloFresh.com and entering OEM30 as the promo code.
And I hope for those of you listening and those of you who've been part of the One Family for a long time, this is something that I think we've weaved in and out of the show for a long time, the exploring, the part of learning each other, because it changes too over time. What you enjoyed maybe 3-4 years ago isn't there now. You're in a different season of life. Maybe your wife has gone from, you know, kids in the house to the kids are gone, now going through menopause.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe guys, maybe for you, you've had some rough patches with jobs and career, and it's taken a toll on you right now. And so it doesn't just stop all of a sudden. It doesn't just end. It's something that we continuously are looking through. And I'm looking through like our catalog of episodes, and I'm looking at shows like Moan Out Loud. Again, exploring this area of being able to share what's going on. Rock Your Sex Life is another. We did it. Now what? You did a sex challenge, and what are we going to do now? If you haven't listened to any of these shows, go back. These are in the last, you know, few months. But you can see that, you know, sexy games to heat things up. These are ways for you to go out there and go, okay, it's not just about the physical act.
Mm-hmm.
We're diving into more. And I hope through this that you start to see and you start to understand that, yes, there's a lot of physical attraction going on. There's a lot of touching and petting and foreplay going on. And yet, with us connecting together, we get connected in more than just that physical way.
And the reality is that for some of you, none of that's going on.
At this point in time, that might be the truth.
Right. And so, you know, this week, as you start thinking about, okay, what am I going to do in this area of my marriage? Right? What am I going to do in the sexual intimacy area? It might be time for a walk and talk.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And if you've been the one that's been saying, you know what, why is our sexual intimacy not enough? Why are you never satisfied? Then I want you to just stop for a second. And I want you to hear these words. Your spouse desires you. Your husband or wife wants to be physically intimate with you. There is actually probably no greater compliment, right? They desire you. You need to ask yourself, what's keeping me from stepping into that place with them, right? Because sometimes we need to acknowledge that we haven't been traveling together, right? That we've kind of been, you know, operating on our own itineraries. Whereas sexual intimacy and marriage, you probably want to be like on the same itinerary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we go so far as to help you create a plan with this, as we've talked about the intimacy lifestyle. time and time again. There's a reason why we talk about the intimacy lifestyle so often.
The more
it
you're
works.
In, yeah, and the more you're doing, the more you're doing this, even at times when it's not perfect. Case in point, this week, Elisa and I had a full week. And I'm telling you, it was full and we were running. And we the times that we were trying to have sex were not optimal. They were at night. We had long days. Even though we were coming to bed prepared and ready, we were falling asleep on each other. And so my days typically are Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Didn't happen. Tuesday came, went. We woke up Wednesday morning. We ended up having sex on Wednesday morning before we got going and the kids and everything. Well, that then caused a little bit of a dilemma because I was looking at Elisa on Friday night going, hey, you know, it is Friday night and it's your night to initiate. And she goes, well, hold on.
We actually had sex on one of my
days. We had sex on Wednesday. And I was going, hold on. Wednesday was a makeup for my 3 days.
Two different itineraries right there.
We are on different paths and we had to make the connection, which was communicating with one another mm-hmm. where we were. Not in fear, not in angst, not in an accusatory way, but we needed to clear something up because I was feeling a little dejected and rejected on Friday night until Elisa said, well, really, it was Wednesday was my day. And then so we made a compromise and we said, all right, how about Saturday? We're going to call it good and we're going to get back to where we need to be. And we're going to make sure that we're an intentional this week moving forward.
Mm-hmm. And that's the other part of this is that the two of you need to create safe opportunities for you to share what you want your sexual intimacy to look like. It's not all about, guys, what you want. Like, we should be having sex 7 days a week. Well, back up. Let's take a look and see what's on your wife's plate. And what she's got going on. Or ladies, if you're the high desire, just like I read in that hug, you know, if you're like, hey, honey, like seriously, have sex with me. And he's like, hold on. I'm going through some stuff right now. Right. But you've got to have that safety mm-hmm. and that opportunity for vulnerability. You've got to create space outside of your bedroom to talk about what your sexploration is going to look like. And, you know, this is not a little thing. In marriage, sexual intimacy is vital for the two of you. And that's why I'm glad, that, Tony, that you've talked about, you know, sexual intimacy, in just that whole under the umbrella of physical intimacy. Mm-hmm. It's critical. Your bodies were designed for touch and connection. Don't starve each other. Please don't starve each other. Right. And if you need help creating this plan, if this is an area where the two of you have been struggling with and you're like, you know what, we need, you know, just like some people go to a travel agent, like Tony and I use a travel agent when we travel because I need people to help me plan. Right. Like, make it easy for me. If that's what you're saying, you're like, we need a travel agent for our marriage. We need a travel agent for our sexual intimacy. We need a coach to come alongside and say, hey, let's take a look at what your needs are and put it together in a plan. Then it might be time for coaching. Mm-hmm. And you can check out the coaching that we do here at One Extraordinary Marriage if you go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/coaching.
Because that's a lot, folks. That works with the mind and the soul. That's where that's going to be touching. And it also is going to help you to realize, like, okay, what are some of the physical things we can begin doing? So don't get stuck in one of those areas. Unlock yourself. That's the key. You have a key in your hand. The choice is are you going to stand out in the rain and get pummeled by cold and wetness and then get sick while you have the key in your hand and all you need to do is take that key, put it into the keyhole, turn it, and you can be somewhere dry, mm-hmm. somewhere where you're warm. That's what coaching is like. You have the key in your hand. It's just, are you gonna take it and use it? Or are you going to just look at it and go out? It doesn't matter. So if that's you this week, though, like Elisa said, go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/coaching and check that out and see if it's for you. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask. We're here. We'll answer your questions. Just hit us up at info@oneextraordinarymarriage.com.
Absolutely. And you know, just in closing, I just want you all, as we've been talking about this travel analogy, I want you all to remember that the person you said I do to on your wedding day, you agreed to travel with this person together in all areas of your marriage, not just the ones that you pick and choose to give to them, right? When you said I do, you didn't limit that.
Yeah. So This week, it's all about sexploration. Physical, mind, soul. Look at it from all those perspectives. And what's going to happen as you go on this sexploration together, that doesn't end because you reached your destination. No, because there's going to be another one and another one and another one. So you're going to go through this multiple times in your marriage. So get ready for your travel. Get ready for the fun. There's going to be some excitement. There's going to be some times when it's not exactly what you expected. There may be a little anxiety even. And yet, together, you too can enjoy the sex, the sexual intimacy that you desire. We love you guys. We are excited for what's ahead for you. Don't forget, this is a year of what can I do? So make sure when you're looking at your sexploration, you're not pointing the finger at your spouse and shaking it at them, but you're looking at yourself and saying, what can I do about the sexual intimacy in my marriage? We love you guys. We can't wait to hear from you. Take care. God bless and have a fantastic week. We love you guys.